This article appears in the March-April 2024 issue of the Maharshi Newsletter published by Arunachala Ashrama. Notes from the North Mountain. As the wintry weather gathers, highlighted by plunging temperatures, gusting winds, and accumulating snow and ice that surround the ashram, I am reminded of a song that is often sung during the Christmas season, Good King Wenceslas. Described therein is the same cold and blustery winter weather, and a king and his page, who braved the storm to help a poor man that they had observed gathering wood to keep himself warm. Feeling the bitter cold as they set out, the page declared, as he followed his king, "Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer." The king replies and encourages the page to follow in his footsteps, so that the cold be less biting and the ordeal less taxing. "Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly." And, as the page followed the brave king's footsteps, a miracle occurred. In his master's step he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod, which the saint had printed. When we walk into Sri Ramanashramam and Arunachala, we are blessed, as we are walking on the same soil as Sri Bhagavan himself walked upon. He declared that there is not an inch of Arunachala where he had not set his foot. With every step that we take in Sri Ramanashramam and Arunachala, we feel we are on holy soil which has been sanctified by his divine feet. Here at Arunachala Ashrama also, we can get an intimation of the land having been sanctified by the tread of true devotees, those who have completely surrendered themselves at the feet of Sri Bhagavan. From the founder of Arunachala Ashrama, Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, to our friend Dennis Hartel, to the sadhus, seekers, and other friends who have graced the ashrama, all have, by the dint of their devotion and dedication, left their imprint on this sacred place. And when we walk here, we too feel the immensity of their devotion, and our heart feels warmed and insulated against the cold north winds that come to all seekers at times in the form of worldly trials and tribulations. The song concludes, "Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now shall bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing." In the Christmas carol, walking in the footsteps of the king, the page found solace. We too, by thinking of Sri Bhagavan's devotees, and of the immense love they had for their guru and refuge, and by attempting, however imperfectly, to follow their footsteps leading to the holy hill, will find the path has been made much easier. The groundwork has been laid by their sadhana. Our need to trudge through the unbroken snow has been removed by their footprints. We can simply follow the path they have shown, and, thanks to their untiring efforts, reach our goal. Those devotees, purified in the fire of their love for Sri Bhagavan, have in a way blessed us poor ones who are also searching for true happiness and peace. And there is no doubt that they have indeed obtained the greatest blessing. They show us the direct path to the sage of Arunachala. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.